Welcome, everyone, to the Sanet Holiday Christmas Concert. Great to have you listening, wherever you may be, via Sanet Radio or iBlink, or if you're listening during the time that this is being presented live, welcome. Great to have you here. We've got a great lineup in store tonight. We're going to have a lot of fun with some just zany fun type Christmassy things and some serious too. But great to have you here. We have staff and community members alike participating this year, and great to have everybody. Thank you so much to everyone who has participated. This is becoming a wonderful, fun event. We've got staff like Matt Campbell, Lisa Salinger, and Rich Wells, to name a few. And, of course, we'll be hearing from Mr. Calvo a little later. But let's get things started, if we could. And a tune by Mr. Richard Wells. He's in our quality control area at Saratech. He's singing Christmas in Carolina.
In the air, over all the mountaintops hangs the last light of day, and it's Christmas everywhere. Christmas in Carolina is heaven to see. Christmas is Christmas everywhere. Christmas in the mountains is home sweet home to me.
Silent night, holy night.
Drove an all-night shift on the highway to get here by the morn, to spend some time with the families, share a laugh or two, have a hug with friends, then settle in, it's Christmas Eve.
Christmas in Carolina is heaven to see. Christmas is Christmas everywhere. Christmas in the mountains is home sweet home to me.
Shining bright, and Santa's in flight. All of the stockings are hung with care. It's gonna be hard to sleep tonight.
Christmas in Carolina is heaven to see.
Christmas is Christmas everywhere. Christmas in the mountains is home sweet home to me.
Christmas in Carolina.
Christmas in Carolina, or wherever home happens to be. Hope that you're able to enjoy home wherever you are and enjoy the Christmas season. Abby, share with us, I'll be home for Christmas, if you would please.
I'll be home. I'll be home for Christmas. On the tree. heart gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dreams. I'll be home for Christmas if only in, only in my dreams. I'll be home. I'll be home.
Beautifully done, Abby. Thank you so much. I'll be home for Christmas. You know, we couldn't have a Saratech podcast of any kind unless it had a little geek in it, right? Well, Matt Campbell has something, and I'd like you to set it up for us, Matt. It's kind of a geeky season's geekings, as it were. Tell me a little, yes. Tell us a little bit about what the song is here.
So from Christmas in Carolina and being home for Christmas, we go to the dystopian post-apocalyptic scenario of Christmas on an asteroid with robot overlords. I'm going to be singing a song by one of my favorite geeky singer-songwriters, Jonathan Coulton. This is Chiron Beta Prime.
Been a little crazy for the Andersons. You may recall we had some trouble last year. The robot council had us banished to an asteroid that hasn't undermined our holiday cheer. We know it's almost Christmas by the marks we make on the wall. That's our favorite time of year. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime, where we're working in a mine for our robot overlords. Did I say overlords? I meant protectors. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime. On every corner there's a giant metal Santa Claus who watches over us with glowing red eyes. They carry weapons and they know if you've been bad or good. Not everybody's good, but everyone tries. And the rocks outside the airlock exude ammonia-scented snow. It's like a winter wonderland. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime, where we're working in a mine for our robot overlords. Did I say overlords? I meant protectors. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime. That's all the family news that we're allowed to talk about. We really hope you'll come and visit us soon. I mean, we're literally begging you to visit us and make it quick before they
message redacted.
Now it's time for Christmas dinner. I think the robot sent us a pie. You know I love my soil and green. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime, where we're working in a mine for our robot overlords. Did I say overlords? I meant protectors. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime.
Thanks, Matt. That's what's called a Blue Christmas, right? Take it away, Mike Arrigo. Blue Christmas.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. And I'm going to do a
Blue Christmas, but maybe in a rather unique way. I hope everybody enjoys this.
I'll have a blue, 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 oh, yeah, Christmas, we'll go without you. I'll feel so blue, 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 just thinking about you. Decorations of real red on a green Christmas tree. We won't need a thing, dear, if you're not here with me. And when that blue,
or actually, let's see.
And when those blue, snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue, memories, start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white. But I'll have a blue Christmas.
How do you follow up with that? Well, I think we can follow up with Lisa Salinger, and she has something about a Saratech Christmas.
Actually, I'm here to tell you all a little story. 'Twas the night before Christmas, on Samnet, they say, where friends shared best wishes for a glad Christmas day. The chatters were happy, just playing their games. The prize for the victor? A moment of fame. While off in the tech room, a fierce battle raged. It's much like a circus. Should these two be caged? Here's Mike Arrigo, he's touting Android. And Kenny's got iPhone, both sound quite annoyed. But here comes somebody with a brand new device, and they lay down their weapons. They're really quite nice. If romance you are seeking, meet Sandra and Paul, who met here, then married, the delight of us all. But then my ears tuned to a small mournful sound, and after much searching, I finally found a lone Samnet member with eyes full of tears. This is the first Christmas in 29 years. I'm sorry to say I'm spending alone. My husband has died, and the children are grown. I'd love to have someone admire my tree and share Christmas cookies and just talk with me. I know people, I said, they can't come to your place, but they're second to none in our Samnet space. It didn't take coaxing, so quickly they came, and my heart filled with joy as I called each by name. Come on, Luis and Zareta, Brent, Sal, Tim, and Dan. Come on, Brad, Jim, Beth, Tom, and Joe. Come quick if you can. They brought gifts of kindness, of caring support. They were merry all night, but the time was too short. No worries, they called as they logged off the site. You've got friends when you need them. We're here day and night. Now just wait a minute. The story's not done. It's now a year later. Time for more Christmas fun. But where's our sad newbie? Nowhere to be found? Then they all clapped and smiled as they heard a sweet sound. It's her, and she's calling. I'm so glad to be here. You started at Christmas and were friends through the year. I'm stronger and happier, so thankful for you. And the gift that I bring is to do what you do. She brought others with her to share in the fun. In the spirit of friendship, they joined hands as one. And again they proclaimed as they logged off the site, Merry Christmas to all friends. And to all, a good night.
As little children, we dreamed of Christmas morn. and all the gifts and toys we knew we'd find. Though we never realized a baby born one blessed night gave us the greatest gift of our lives. The reason that he gave his life, we were the reason that he suffered and died. To a world that was lost, he gave all he could give to show us a reason to live. As the years went by, we learned more about gifts, the giving of ourselves, and what that means. On a dark and cloudy day, a man hung crying in the rain because of love, because of love. We were the reason that he gave his life. We were the reason that he suffered and died. To a world that was lost, he gave all he could give to show us the reason to live. I finally found a reason for living. It's in giving every part of my heart to him. And all that I do, everything that I say, I'll be giving my all just for him. Just for him. The reason that he gave his life, we were the reason that he suffered and died. To a world that was lost, he gave all he could give to show us the reason to live.
The Reason. Good song by Richard Wells. Great to have everybody here. Really is. Hope that you are enjoying your holiday season, and thank you for making Saratech Sanmet Christian Christmas concert, Christian concert too, a part of what your holiday activities. Let's have another selection from Abby Taylor.
Stars in the heavens looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes, but little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there. Amen.
Thank you, Abby. Excellent, excellent job. Mike, here we go. Let's have another selection from user.
Okay, this is my second of three that I'm going to do for you. This is one of my favorite Christmas hymns. Now, sometimes timing is a bad thing. I've got a bit of a cold, so I probably will not do this as good as I normally could, but hopefully it will not be too bad. I'm just going to do this one a cappella also. I'm going to do all three verses of Silent Night, so hope you enjoy.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. So tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face. With the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
Mike, you have another song. Go ahead and do that. It's a Christmas love song. Tell us a little bit about it, and go ahead and do that one if you would, sir.
All right. This is one probably most of you haven't heard. And And if you have a significant other or whatever, you might want to go take their hand and hold hands as you listen to this song. It's very appropriate for that. And if you don't have a significant other, that's okay too. It's still a very, very beautiful song. This is called You Make Christmas Feel Like Heaven. It's that special time of year, and I'm so glad you're here with me. Forever, there's no place that I'd rather be than with you by the Christmas tree. Together, a choir of angels, brightest star above. There's so many things I'm dreaming of. You make Christmas feel like heaven. When snowflakes start to fall, I hear your spirit call, 'cause you make Christmas feel like heaven. When I look into your eyes, that's when I realize, oh, I'm in heaven. A time to reach and touch someone, to give some hope where there is none. Just sorrow, a dream for every girl and boy. A time to spread the Christmas joy for tomorrow. A choir of angels, the brightest star above. There's so many things I'm dreaming of. You make Christmas feel like heaven. When snowflakes start to fall, I hear your spirit call, 'cause you make Christmas feel like heaven. When I look into your eyes, that's when I realize, oh, I'm in heaven. I hear your spirit call, 'cause you make Christmas feel like heaven. When I look into your eyes, that's when I realize, oh, I'm in heaven. Ooh.
As big as a kite.
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song, high above the trees with a voice as big as a sea. With a voice as big as the sea. Said the mighty king, said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know? Child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. To what I say, child, a child sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light. Abby, do you have another song for us?
Okay, I did this last year, but I can do it this year.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt his worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voice. Oh, night divine, oh, night divine, oh, night divine. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. With hymns of joy in grateful chorus raising, let all within you praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord.
Saint and Sarah praising his power and glory evermore proclaim his power and glory.
Is my all-time favorite Christmas carol, and I'm sure it's a favorite of many of you as well. Now let's have a word from our fearless leader, CEO of Saratech Corporation, Mr. Mike Calvo. Mike?
Hey, everybody. I just wanted to pop in here for a moment and wish everyone a blessed Merry Christmas. I know that to be politically correct, we're supposed to talk about, the holiday season. And of course, Happy Hanukkah to the Jewish folks in our audience and that may be listening to this and all the other wonderful holidays. I myself happen to be a Christian, so I celebrate the birth, and not only the birth, but the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And those of you that believe that, that's a wonderful thing. Those of you that don't believe it, I suggest that you take the opportunity to pray that fair prayer, what I call the fair prayer, which is, God, if you're real, make yourself real to me. And if you're not, well, then I'm just saying something and I'm not going to embarrass myself because nobody else is here. I think that that's a fair way to actually get to know God. And the scripture says clearly that if we draw nigh unto him, he will draw nigh unto us. So the reason for the season is, of course, the gift giving that we share between one another to share our love, but it's the ultimate gift of the Savior's life that he gave for us so that we would be able to spend eternity with him. I just want to applaud all the wonderful talent that's here year after year, and thank you all for listening, for sharing this on Twitter, for making this company the blessing that it is. I'm the leader, I guess, because somebody has to sit in the driver's seat, but I truly believe that I sit as co-pilot to the Lord, to the Lord who really, really has created this vision, birthed this vision, and just motivated each and every person that's involved to really take it to heart. At this time of year, when we give thanks, obviously we give thanks at every day and every year of the year, but this particular time when we're really able to proclaim our thanks, I just want to proclaim my joy and my thanks for each and every one of you, for the Saratech team, for the Saratalk team, for all of our listeners, for all of our customers, and for those who are going to be in the future. We thank you. We welcome you into the family. Jump on in, man. The water's warm. It feels good. And we hope that 2013 is as good, if not better, than 2012 was for you. It's not the end of the world. I promise the Mayans were wrong. There's plenty of great things ahead. And may the Lord's blessings be upon you, your family, and may 2013 give you, each and every one of you, something that you've just been praying for and wanting for many, many years. May those dreams, wishes, prayers all come true in the new year. God bless you guys, and thanks for listening.
Thank you, Mike, and thank you to everyone on the Saratech team. We appreciate, as a community, all that you do to make accessibility anywhere for anyone, and we appreciate all the fine work from all the members of the Saratech team, and we wish you a very prosperous 2013 and happy holidays, Merry Christmas. You know, we're kind of scurrying around. We're getting our lists together, you know, and Santa's watching, you know, to see who's naughty and nice and all that good stuff. But seriously, I think the thing that is above any other list is a list that we experience love for one another, peace on earth, at least our part of it, that we experience that continued sense of community. And that's part of my grown-up Christmas list. Matt Campbell is going to share that rendition, grown-up Christmas list. Hope you enjoy it.
I sat upon your knee. I wrote to you with childhood fantasies. Well, I'm all grown up now and still need help somehow. I'm not a child, but my heart still can dream. So here's my lifelong wish, my grown-up Christmas list, not for myself, but for a world in need. No more lives torn apart, that wars would never start, and time would heal all hearts. Children, we believed the grandest sight to see was something lovely wrapped beneath our tree. But now we ought to know a package with a bow can never heal the hurting human soul.
Grown-up Christmas list. Great job, Matt. You know, I I guess where I'm at this Christmas season, this holiday season, I found myself to be more reflective, not so caught up on all the voices, you know, just especially with where things have gone lately, you know. I've seen some events in my life here with the ministries that I'm involved in, and it's just helped me to be more reflective. There are a lot of voices out there that are trying to clamor for our attention. I hope that y'all would simply reflect on the blessings that you have this season, that you would reflect on what God has given to you, and that you would just stop and reflect in whatever way, through the Christmas story, through folks that and loved ones that you encounter. I just pray somehow that you will stop during this busy, rushing time, and that you reflect on all the good that is going on in your life. And we wish you a very happy and prosperous 2013. I'd like to share in closing a song that it's not a Christmas song per se, but it certainly speaks to me, and I'm sure that it will speak to you as well, because it's just kind of where I'm at. I'm stopping to look at the Christmas story, and without the baby in the manger, there wouldn't be redemption or the cross. It all ties together in a nice, neat package. And I have been reflecting on the Christmas story a lot these past few weeks, allowing the Word of God to speak to me. And that's kind of where I'm at, and I'd like to share my heart through this song. Myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say.
Funny thing is,
God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the Saratech Holiday Christmas Concert. Have a good night.
Also, just a word for those who are listening. If you would like, you are welcome now to join us in the music room. Come and chat with us if you like. Have a good evening.